Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you guys for waking up with us or listening on the podcast. You could be anywhere in the whole wide world, but you're here with us, so thank you, thank you. And let's go around the room. What I want from you guys this morning, give me the story that most interested you today. When you woke up, you looked on the news, which is part of your job. What interested you? Let's go first around the room. He was worried if he gave his friend his medicine, he'd go to jail. And he recently, for the first time, just tried ginger ale.
Yeah.
It is Eddie, everybody. Let's go.
Guys, this is awesome. So his name is Andrew Toles. He used to play for the Dodgers back in 2018, but he was diagnosed with bipolar and schizophrenia. And so the Dodgers said, man, you can't play anymore, but we're going to keep you on the roster so that you can get health insurance. Well, that was a 5-year contract. So his contract ended this year. They've re-signed him so he can keep his health benefits, which is amazing.
It's a great story. He doesn't play. He hasn't played in a long time. But because of those issues, they're like, we're going to re-sign you again because if you work here, you get all A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Like, that's unbelievable that they would do that for him.
It's basically a tell me something good.
Yeah.
Love that.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a great story. Next up in Nashville, he's the 18th most famous person, according to him, but VIP still won't let him in. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
We've all done the dine and dash where you go.
No, I have not done the dine and dash.
I've never done it.
No, never.
No, don't start it off by lumping us in with you. Go ahead.
It's where you go in a restaurant, you eat, and then you don't pay. You just walk out. Well, we got a new one. It's called Diamond Dash. This guy had picked up $750,000 in dimes from the Mint Place in Philadelphia, and he was going to drive it down to Florida. But before he took off on his trip, he parked it in a Walmart parking lot, went home to get a good night's sleep. Someone broke into the trailer and stole $200,000 worth of dimes. That's 2 million dimes they unloaded from the back of that truck.
Said diamond.
Wow.
Yeah, dime?
Dimes.
Yeah, dime.
Dime. Like little dimes.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Dime now.
Yeah, but you said dime.
You said diamond dash.
Diamond. Oh,
it's
dime,
like a
dime and.
It's a dime and dash.
Got it.
But how crazy. So here's the thing. Yeah. They don't have any suspects yet. And I'm like, okay, check the driver's phone. Because he happened to leave it in a Walmart parking lot overnight so he could get a good night's sleep. It's an unmarked vehicle. And they broke in and stole it. Come on. What are the odds?
I would check whomever's turning in a bunch of dimes.
That's right.
Bank.
Whoever pays in dimes.
Yeah.
Like that's it's $5, here are a bunch
like
of dimes.
One,
I just
two,
call a bunch
three.
Of banks. Anybody come by with a bunch of dimes and dime rolls, that's probably who we should look at. Yeah, that's also a lot of dimes.
That's a lot of dimes. I mean, you have to have like a forklift. So you're in the middle of the Walmart parking lot unloading dimes, and there's dimes spilled all over the ground. And it just happened the one night he parked it there before he got a good night's sleep to go to Florida.
I need some sleep. What am I going to say about that?
I have a theory. That's my theory. I'm not saying he's involved in on it, but...
You suspect.
I suspect. Okay. My suspicion.
Is your nose stopped up?
No, I'm sick.
Oh, my gosh. Why is he always sick?
It sounded like
no,
it.
No.
You don't understand. He's like, I have a suspicion.
No, I was saying like a dog. You know, they get a clue.
Yeah. How'd that sniff go? Oh, he's stuffed up.
Oh, my God.
He's always got a cold. Okay.
I give up.
Moving on. She's been by my side for a lot of her life, and some people think she's the mom to my wife. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So I saw this whole article about Rachel McAdams.
That mean you're my mom-in-law.
Oh, hey, you're my mother-in-law.
That's cool.
You're my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
That's real weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, your story.
Okay. So Rachel McAdams is out promoting a movie, so she's doing a lot of press, and she did this whole magazine shoot, and there's a whole article about how she told them specifically, I don't want you to edit.
Oh, I saw the picture.
Minimally
she's not
edit
hot
them.
It's tough
for me. This is tough for me.
What?
Yeah. No, she has armpit hair.
Yeah,
and she's getting a lot of praise for just showing up as she is.
I love that part. It's unfair that you guys have to shave your armpits.
Yeah.
It's unfair, but I don't like it. It'd be like, I don't like it because I was taught early not to like it, so I don't like it. But that doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, she says here, beauty is different for everyone.
Absolutely.
I've had two children. This is my body, and I think that's so important to reflect back out to the world. And she's just showing up as is.
I love that she's just being her. Something to be said about that.
It ain't for me.
That's not attractive.
Yeah.
You know.
Is she married? I know you said she had two kids.
Do you know if she's married?
Is she married?
Why does that matter, though, by the way?
Because if I'm her husband, I'm like, yo, like...
You don't say yo to anybody ever.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'd be like...
It's unfair that you guys have to shave your armpits.
Yeah,
but
and legs.
But it's justified.
But
I mean,
it is what we've been told by society that it's like you like a guy with abs or strong. But back in 300 years ago, if you were super strong, that meant you had to be on the field working all the time. So, but culture tells us what we like and don't like. And so that's the only way I can justify going, ugh.
Okay.
But if everyone grew their armpits out, would they all be nice?
Yes, this is how
we then
used
learn
to be.
Culture would change. Yes.
So,
it's wild.
Apparently, she's not married, but she's been in a long-term relationship with filmmaker Jamie Linden.
There you go. Thank you very much. All right, moving on.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's going with the new look, longer hair, and it's naturally curly, which isn't fair. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Wow. So here's my story. A woman who just won the lottery doesn't want to share with her husband, and she has no plans to share with her husband, which is kind of hilarious.
Dang.
A woman went on the internet, and she didn't really want to talk about it at first, but like, we know you won the lottery. She's like, fine. I don't want to share it with my husband. That's why I don't want this to become a thing. She'd rather spend all the prize that she won on just solo things for her. The husband's like, no, you need to put this in the couple's joint account. And she's like, no, not going to do it. And really, if they're together, he can't really enforce that he gets part of the money. He could really only enforce it if there was an enforceable factor from outside coming in, splitting it up.
Like, if they were to get divorced.
Yeah,
and so he's going to file.
So the only way he would get this money by force would be divorce and the entity, the judge, whomever, going, you owe half. But if they stay married, she can kind of just do whatever she wants with it.
This is terrible.
What's up?
Like, what kind of marriage is that? Like, where she was never going to tell him that she won the lottery.
Hilarious.
And
one.
Keep the money.
So she wants to go on this big trip, right? And most people are like, okay, you won the lottery. That's awesome. But you don't even want your husband with you on the trip. Like, that's weird, too.
Weird.
But it's also the fact they're married. She can just take it and put it in her account and he can't get to it.
There's not a law for that. Like,
there is no. When you divorce.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm sure, I guess, that you maybe could litigate in some way. But this article had nothing about that. Sue your current wife for money.
Interesting.
That's like a loophole.
Wow. Glad my wife doesn't play the lottery, because we got separate accounts, and if she was able to do that, it would be...
She'd just keep it over your head the whole time?
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Give you allowance?
Oh, man, how bad would that... I mean, we'd have to get divorced, right?
So you could have half?
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
What would be the divorce number?
$3 million.
So 1.5 each?
Yeah.
Or 6, so you get 3?
Ooh. I think so, I get 1.5.
So if she wins $3 million in the lottery and wants to put it on her own account... You don't get it. You divorce her.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you get remarried after you get the money and a settlement.
No, I don't
we
think
could
she
do that.
She's not
going to
marry you.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go. Glad you guys are here. time to open up what you send us. It's the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I bought a pair of Taylor Swift tickets. I got extremely lucky. I was thrilled to be able to take my girlfriend to what she said was her dream show. That was in November. I still haven't told her because I was saving it as a birthday surprise. Things have taken a turn, though. The last few months, we've been getting more and more miserable. We barely talk. She's more interested in playing games on her phone than hanging out with me. I can't seem to do anything right around her, and whenever I try to talk about it, I get shot down. And it's really not fun anymore, and I don't feel the least bit appreciated. I've even considered bowing out of the relationship entirely. Here's the question. I could easily get $2,500 for the pair of tickets online. Should I sell the tickets and never tell her that I had them? Or do I do the honorable thing and just give them to her? I could use the cash, though, I'll be honest. Signed, the Swift Ticket Swindler. All right, bro, we got two things. They don't have to be connected to each other. Sounds like you don't want to be in the relationship anymore. That has nothing to do with the Taylor Swift tickets. If you don't want to be in it, if you're considering not being in it, if you're leaning toward not being in it, you got to think about not being in it. I feel like you don't want to be in it. That's the first issue. You got to address that before you get to the second part. Because the second part is sell those tickets.
Yeah.
I'd sell them right now. 100. I'd sell them quickly. I'd sell them as fast as you could.
Swiftly.
Because, yeah, let's go swiftly. Good.
Nice.
Haha. Sell the tickets. She never knew. You're not going to have fun with her anyway. It cost you a lot of money. You need the money. You're probably ain't going to be together.
Yeah, because and I don't know why he thinks it's the honorable thing to give them to her, but it's not.
It would be nice to give them to her.
But it's not honorable.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like she's earned them.
But she doesn't
earn them. Yeah, like she hadn't earned the chance to go to Taylor Swift. Like when you're in a relationship, you have to earn certain privileges. Like,
I never heard of that, actually.
Like nights out.
Tell us more about the earnings.
Like nights out aren't just a given. You're not guaranteed to go to a nice dinner. Let's earn it. Let's be nice to me. Show me attention, love, affection, cook, clean.
So your wife is under the understanding that for her to be treated to something, she's got to treat you to things.
Yeah, you got
to
earn it. It's sort of like your kids. They got to earn an allowance by doing things. You earn you earn a night out.
I would say that's a bit different.
Very.
Because you're trying to teach your kids money or work and then get paid.
Yeah. But your wife, that girl is giving more attention to the phone than you, so she's not earning her night out.
No, but you ran away from what my response to your kids get allowance analogy.
I mean, I don't know. I was just throwing it out there. I don't give my kids allowance, so.
Oh, got it. So you just made it up, ran with it?
Yeah, I just ran with it. But yes, you got to earn the night out. She hadn't earned it, so sell the tickets.
I say sell the tickets, but not for the same reason.
Mm. So we're on the same team.
No.
High five.
Or if there's a girl you really like.
Take her.
That's the way you get her.
Oh, wow.
She'll go with it. She'll go with it.
I mean, that would be amazing.
Oh, that's first date? Is that a first date?
You could. If you want to slide into her DMs, just snap a pic of the two tickets and send it to her.
Mm-mm. But you got to break up with this girl first, though, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I say. You don't want to be with this girl. It sounds like it. So don't be with the girl. That's it. First thing. Over. Secondly, sell the tickets. You want to spend, you can get $2,500. He didn't spend $2,500. Okay. He spent probably a few hundred. I would make that money.
Yeah,
that's good money.
I make that money. That's what we say, Swift Ticket Swindler.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Fun Fact Friday.
Around the room, give me your most fun fact. I'm going to go first and last.
Oh, you too?
I just have so many and I come in. I'm so confused on what I should do. So I lead with this one right here. 90% of Americans live within 15 minutes of a
fire
Starbucks.
Station, bar,
Walmart.
Yeah, I live by one.
90% of Americans live within 15 minutes of a Walmart.
Wow.
That's crazy. We used to go to Walmart. That was town. So I'm from a small town called Mountain Pine. And we'd have to drive 20 minutes to go to town. And Walmart was the start of town. So if you went into town, you asked your neighbors too. Hey, we're going into town. You need anything? And they'd tell you. And then you'd be like, well, give me money too because I can't afford to get it for you. I'm on money. But that was it. Amy, you're up.
So Abraham Lincoln, he would store important papers, including speeches and letters, in his hat.
A lot of room up there.
Oh, yeah. Big top hat.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had one of those trap doors like a bunny stays in sometimes when they pull the bunny out of the hat.
He doesn't
like,
matter.
Like maybe a
pocket or something up there. Yeah.
So you didn't have to.
So it didn't. Yeah. If he took his hat off, it didn't fall out everywhere.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Some people get very serious bacterial infections in their colon, and you're like, how do you do it? Antibiotics? Oh, no. It's called a fecal transplant. They take poop from a healthy person, they implant it in your colon, and it kills the bacteria.
Wow, both amazing and disgusting at the
same
time.
That's so gross.
I mean, It is so crazy. You think
it's science, man.
It is science. Like, they can take the healthy poop of someone else and cure your bacteria infection in you.
That is wild. Eddie, what do you got?
You know, there's a dollar bill, $5 bill, $20 bill, all those, right? But did you know that there once was a $500 bill, a $1,000 bill, and a $5,000 bill?
Do you know why they discontinued the larger ones?
It was all in the Nixon administration. They were just like, this is too much. We don't want counterfeit $5,000 counterfeit bills. That would not be good. So they discontinued.
And I guess not that many people would have the need to use them.
Yeah. Oh, how awesome would it be, though, to walk around with a $5,000 bill in your pocket?
I wouldn't.
Right, I wouldn't either. Because what if you lose it?
It's called a flex.
Gosh.
But I wouldn't have a $5,000 bill on me in case I lost it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're still out there. You can't use them, but they're collector's items, so it's going to cost you way more than $5,000 to buy that bill.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, because they're worth a lot. They're so rare.
I'm looking at a $500 bill now.
You know who's on there? What president?
McKinley?
Yeah, William McKinley.
Yeah, I only saw that because it says McKinley under his head. I wouldn't have known who that was.
Yeah, who is this
If you
dude?
Think that's me being smart, it ain't. I was like, I don't know, McKinley. Morgan.
Antarctica is the only continent in the world without any native spiders. The temperatures are too cold for them to live, and even if they could live, their food sources like cockroaches, moss, and other insects aren't also found there.
And Antarctica houses aliens and secret government tests.
Okay.
Lots of natural resources that are made and stored there, like, because they want us to keep paying for them.
What are you talking about?
Hey, now that's crazy. My stuff, not so crazy.
Both you guys.
Jim Henson made his first version of Kermit the Frog out of one of his mom's old coats and two ping pong balls.
What?
And he put his hand in it, and then he slowly was able to afford better fabric and then made Kermit then.
Ooh. That's how he was born?
Which is pretty cool.
Well, Kermit. I don't know if I was born, Eddie.
Kermit the Frog here.
When NBC wanted Al Michaels to be their play-by-play announcer for Sunday Night Football, he was under contract with ABC. ABC's owned by Disney, and they agreed to let him go, but only if NBC would give them the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. That's an early character Walt Disney drew in the 20s. NBC had the rights, and ABC, so they were like, you give us that, you can have Al Michaels.
Wow.
So I never even heard of
it. Yeah, what are they doing with that?
I never heard of the rabbit,
I never heard of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
They need to make like a cartoon out of that.
I don't know who that is, though, and I wouldn't watch it. Except Oswald, I'm looking at it now. Oswald is the extreme version of Mickey, isn't it? Like, Oswald turned into Mickey Mouse.
Really?
He looks like if you were trying to counterfeit Mickey Mouse in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like Oswald the Rabbit. Wow. And then finally, this one I thought was pretty interesting. Thomas Jefferson believed that the nation's constitution should be updated basically every 20 years, saying the earth belongs always to the living generation. Hmm. So his understanding was, we're drawing this out, but it does need to be updated based on people's beliefs, technology, etc.
Oh, I saw something the other day about how George Washington didn't want political parties because he thought it would cause too much divisiveness in the country.
You know, George Washington, what's interesting about him, I think he only went to school to like age 11 or so, and then his mom taught him how to run a tobacco farm, and that's really where he got a lot of his, I guess, life education, and that he also, like, surveyed land. I'm trying to remember all this. And then he was, like, a war hero before he became a general. Like, he was a guy who would go and fight and hand-to-hand, one-on-one, then became a general because he was such a good fighter, like, military guy, then obviously general. And then he was the guy, too, that was, I don't want to be king. They offered him. He was going to be the king. He's like, I don't want to be king, and I don't want to be president forever. And we shouldn't have presidents forever. And now it's every 4 years, obviously.
And so what you're saying is that education is a little overrated, like school?
Well, they didn't have the same education
back in
1700. So, yeah, I'm not saying that at all.
Because now if someone that dropped out of school at 11 years old ran for president, they would have no shot because they didn't go to some...
Yeah, but people at 11, it was common for them to not go to school at all, to just go and work. He had at least like a tobacco farm to learn and run. He also, how tall do you think George Washington was?
5'8".
No, he's huge. 6'3".
6'2", yeah.
Really?
Yeah, his pictures always look like he's just like a little guy. He's a 6'2 fighter.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a 13-year-old named Gabby, and she has a rare brain tumor that has totally impacted her life, and she's involved with Make-A-Wish. She's always wanted to be a veterinarian, and so they pulled off something really cool for her. She got to go to Texas A&M and be a vet for a day, which is her dream, to go to the university.
And Texas A&M, big animal school, big vet school.
Oh, yeah. That's like where, well, I'm sure there's other vet schools, but.
Well, you went there, so Emmy's like, that's the one.
That's
well,
the only
yeah.
one.
Okay. I mean, you went to school there, so yeah.
Fun fact, my uncle was a veterinarian, and he went to Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's great, but we're not. That I don't know if it's the fun.
Yeah, I think you can go to other schools and become a vet.
You can.
Yeah, but that's the best, right?
Fun fact, my friend Johnny has a vet clinic in Austin, went to Texas A&M.
Yeah, but they're all live in that area, okay. though.
Okay, anyway, this is really cool. Here's a clip of the Make-A-Wish CEO, Shelly, talking about it.
She said, hey, we've got this really special wish and this really special girl who wants to be a veterinarian, and she knows that A&M's the best school out there. How can you help?
I'm Googling number one veterinarian.
Hey, maybe Amy's right.
Well,
she may be. Because, listen, I love people from College Station. Sometimes I get annoyed at A&M football fans, but I love people from College Station.
So, and I wanted to be a vet, but then I did go to Texas A&M and decided to not do vet school.
Okay, here we go. Number one veterinarian school is the Little Urban Vet Clinic.
Uh-oh.
Now, apparently that's a that's place you go here in town.
That's local. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Best veterinary medicine programs. Top schools. University of California, Davis.
Oh. Yikes.
Colorado State University.
Oh, boy.
Ohio State University. Oh.
No A&M?
Yes, at number five, Texas A&M University, College Station. You're a top fiver there.
Wow, so not the best.
I bet number one in Texas.
That's a corner.
Just my guess.
Number one in Texas. She did it.
Yeah.
Texas. All right.
Yes.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So, you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon. The best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like,
You in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. All right, it's Friday, time for Easy Trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Eddie's the champ. You go first, Eddie.
All right.
Famous hat wearers is the theme here.
Okay.
What kind of hat does Yosemite Sam wear?
Oh, it's a cowboy hat.
Correct. Morgan, what president was known for wearing a top hat?
Ooh, that was Abraham Lincoln.
Amy, Dr. Seuss had a book about a cat. What was it called?
Cat in the Hat.
The Hat, yes. And finally, Abby, what's the main color of Santa Claus's hat?
Red.
Correct. Look at it. You're all right. Still in, even though you wouldn't went home anyway.
Hey, that was easy.
It's so, that's what the game's all about.
Wow.
It's easy trivia. Eddie's the champion. He wears the tiara.
I do.
And he's got 3 wins on the season. 2 more, he's the champ. Now, if you miss it, it's embarrassing because you hear this sound.
You've been boned.
You don't want to get boned. Not this early anyway. No, everybody? No. Hey, okay, hey. Here we go. Cereal mascots. Let's see who survives. What cereal mascot is a pirate, Eddie?
That's Captain Crunch.
Nice job.
Wow.
Do you know his real name?
Nah.
Jean Lafitte.
Really?
Or Jean Lafitte, depending. Morgan, what cereal mascot is Tony the Tiger?
Tony the Tiger. They're great. Ooh. Frosted Flakes.
Correct.
Ah! Did she just lunchbox this?
No, I really okay. Didn't know.
All right.
Amy, what cereal mascot is Toucan Sam?
Toucan Sam. Tricks?
You've what? Been booed.
What is happening right now?
Do you guys know it?
Yeah, Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Oh.
Am I the only one that eats cereal in this room?
Not me, I love to.
What is happening?
Abby, we're coming over to you. Amy's been eliminated.
Wow.
By the way, Abby's playing instead of Lunchbox because he was kicked out of last season. Abby, what cereal's mascot is Lucky the Leprechaun?
Oh, Lucky Charms!
That is correct. Abby's in.
Good job, Abby.
All right, 3 people remain. Easy trivia. Colors. Eddie, how many colors are on the rainbow?
Ooh. Roy G. Biv. Roy? No. R-O-Y. G B I V. 7 colors in the rainbow.
Roy G Biff. 3. 7 is correct. That's funny. What color is the maple leaf on the Canadian flag, Morgan?
Oh, the flag is red and white. But which one is which? Crap.
What color is the maple leaf on the Canadian flag?
White. Dang it!
What?
You've been booed.
Eddie, this is the easiest game ever.
I do. I love it. I love it.
Hey.
Hey, Abby.
There she is.
We just based it on past performances. Okay. You can prove.
That's true.
Wow.
Abby, you got this.
Okay. Yeah, Abby. What is the yellow part of an egg called?
That would be the yolk.
That's correct.
All right.
Okay.
I'm kind of cheering for Abby now. Just to make it a game.
Yeah, we've never had anyone cheer for their opponent before.
Good job, Abby.
Oof, that's a tough one here. All right. World famous locations. Okay. Eddie, you're up first.
Yeah.
What country are the Great Pyramids located in?
Ooh, that's in Egypt.
Correct. Abby, what country is Big Ben located in?
That would be London.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You've been booed.
Oh, my God. Excuse me?
You have to listen.
What country?
England. Why do I do this? Every time.
Hey. Eddie, this has been a real bad one.
Tricks are ridiculous. For kids.
Do we need Lunchbox back?
I never thought I'd say it.
We might need him back.
Eddie has 4 wins.
Yeah, let's just make that a
go again.
Oh, boy.
What, Abby?
We go again.
Yeah. I don't know. That's really not how we rock it, but...
Dang it. Just for fun.
Can I chime in?
Oh, he's in the other room.
Can I chime in?
You want to say Lunchbox?
I'm starting to worry about the education system in Wichita.
Yeah. Oh, because of both of them?
Yeah, hey, they're both in Wichita.
Not
they're both
a Canadian flag.
Hold on, Lunchbox. I'm going to bring Lunchbox in. He's in the glass room right now. What would you like to say?
I said I'm really worried about the education system in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, we heard that part. And so, what would you like to say?
I can't hear you.
At all? You can't hear me? Then how did you hear me say, what would you like
well,
to say?
Well, those are
that's a good
his
question.
His headphones are not plugged in.
Oh, my goodness.
He's just wearing them.
There's somewhere I can plug. Oh,
so, but then how did he hear me say...
Right,
there you go.
You're not on hold, dude.
Now I'm here.
What would you like to say to the people in Wichita?
Man, I don't know if we need to have a reevaluation of the education board. We need to elect new members, get some new teachers. I don't know. Do you guys want to shout out your schools so we can know where we need to do the investigation?
Didn't you say Wichita because of who exactly?
Morgan and Abby both are from Wichita, and they are both clueless.
Oh. And do you think Wichita is the reason they're clueless, or could it just be it's two people who did bad today?
Oh, so you think it's just two bad apples?
I don't think they're bad apples. I think today they had a...
Like education-wise.
No, I think they just struggle.
I mean, Abby, well, every week in this is struggle.
Yeah.
I knew it was England.
Well, neither
I said
one of them have a point in the whole season.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going to run for school board in Wichita.
Change things up a little bit.
Eddie, congratulations.
Wow, thank you.
Hey, Lunchbox, if Eddie wins one more, you're back.
Let's just play it. Let's go.
The next season. No, I've already tossed it.
Oh, hey, good job, Eddie. Let's go.
Thank you, Lunch.
Eddie, when you win next week, who are you kicking out? Who are you thinking?
I think I'm going to have to get rid of Abby.
Why would you say that now, though?
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Because that'll be a big question, and we're like, ooh, who's Eddie going to kick out?
Well, maybe I won't.
Nice. You got her back. Hey, you got us back. Now we're curious again. This is Sam from Ohio.
Good morning, studio. On Monday, you guys was spilling the tea, and you had two of them. I only recall you guys talking about one. What happened to the other spill the tea?
No one ever asked about this segment, so ooh. I like it. But it's coming up. Megan Maroney's coming in a little bit. Great artist. Great new song. Morgan has a story about something happening to her and her social media. And we'll... It makes sense to do it when Megan Maroney's here, so we're going to put it there.
Okay.
So it'll be, we won't go spill the tea, because that's, people don't get that because it's stupid, because we're stupid. But yes, that'll come up with Megan Maroney next hour when she is in. Thank you for asking that. Here's Bill from Massachusetts.
This is mainly to Eddie. I heard recoaching the basketball team and not having a first aid kit. Amazon will be delivering one to studio today for you, because no good coach should be without a first aid kit.
Listeners hooking up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. See, you guys don't get mad at him for getting stuff from listeners.
He didn't ask.
I didn't.
No, he asked me. He asked me for
it. Right. And you said.
And I said, yeah, but if you name it the bones.
Unless, yeah.
Yes, your kids can fix their injuries and wounds, but you must name the team.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool, Bill. Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I'm going to refresh your memory of a story from 2020 that you probably remember. COVID had just started to spread, and this couple went to Costa Rica for their third date. They had a successful first, second, and then they're like, hey, why not? Life's short. Let's book a 5-day trip to Costa Rica. First 3 days, fun. Fun in the sun. Parasailing, all the things. Day 4, their flights home get canceled. Day 5, they can't leave the hotel. They end up spending 79 days together in Costa Rica. So,
That's crazy to think about that.
And when you really think about it, their third date lasted 79 days.
You better hope that she was, and he was pretty honest on those first two dates. Yeah, go ahead.
So, the cool part is there's now a documentary on Netflix about them, and it's called Longest Third Date. You can watch it now. I know I'm going to be watching it pretty soon. And... they're still together.
What do they look like?
I don't know.
Do you know? Oh, here we go. I see them. Oh, yeah. They're both, like, pretty good looking, too.
They're from New York.
He's got a big beard. Cool guy hat. Lumberjack, but, like, still, like, cool.
Like Zac Brown? That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, but he's, like, metrosexual Zac Brown.
Oh, okay.
And Zac Brown's, like, pretty buff. He's thin.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Amy.
Well, I also feel like it's excellent endorsement for Hinge, because that's where they met. And they had such good dates, they decided to leave the country together and got stuck.
I'm still ready to jump in on Beef. I think it's going to be the next show on Netflix. It's not about meat.
No.
We found that out.
And the only reason I'm even going to watch it is because I don't even know what it's about, except that two people not getting along or something, but everybody says it's so good. So I'm in, doing jury duty, which is, we have 2 episodes left. I don't even think they've come out yet. And then Succession. We're still in on that. It's the final season of Succession. Okay, what else?
Reese's has a new limited edition version of their peanut butter cup out. Well, actually two. One that has crunchy peanut butter filling, and then another one that has a new creamy filling, like even creamier than before. Like they say it's a noticeably smoother texture than the classic ones, and they're available through the summer while supplies last, and Reese's wants you to try both and then vote for your favorite.
I wish they would do a Reese's peanut butter cup without peanut butter.
That wouldn't be a peanut butter cup.
A cup. I like that cup.
A Reese's cup.
And we put different stuff in it. I like M&M's. Maybe put M&M's in it. Oh. Is that a peanut butter? I like M&M's when they do crunchy. I don't like the peanut butter M&Ms. I don't like dark chocolate M&Ms. I like the crunchy ones, though. I'm not even sure what's in them.
Peanut?
No.
Like a crisp.
Peanut. Yeah, I like the crisp. I like peanut M&Ms. I like the ones that are like, it's a blue package.
Yes, crispy. It's so crazy to me that you like peanut M&Ms, but not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
No need for all this. We don't need to dive into this.
Would you eat an almond butter Reese's cup?
Oh, heck yeah. Let's go, baby.
Okay.
So it's not the butter.
No, I've told you. I like almond butter. I like peanuts. I don't like peanut butter.
That's so weird.
I hate peanut butter.
Well, I want this crunchy
thing. Crispy M&Ms. That is where it's at. When it comes to underrated candies, the crispy M&Ms and Rolos. You guys give me a lot of crap for Rolos.
Yeah, that's weird.
The part about the Rolos that stinks is the little, like, the film, the
Foil,
it's everywhere. You gotta clean it all. Other than that, that's why you buy in the bag. But the problem with buying in that bag that's big is that you eat them all at once and all of a sudden you're sick. Been there. Yeah. All right, what else?
Justin Lynch got his pilot's license back in January, but he's not the only member in his family that can fly. Apparently his grandpa is a pilot too, got his license 40 years ago, and Dustin shared a video of him joyriding with his grandpa.
Look who's brave enough to get in the airplane with me. Granddad's getting in. Family affair. Mom, dad, grandma, and granddad. We're going joyriding.
We made it.
We did it.
That's so fun.
Yeah, the barrel roll he did with them in it. I didn't think they liked that.
And they didn't steal it, did they?
No, they didn't steal it. That'd have been funner.
And now it makes more sense why Dustin had a passion for that.
Man, that'd have been funner. That'd have been crazy.
Man, you try to talk him out of it, but
I was like, bro, you don't need to fly. You need to get out of that crap. All right, is that it, Amy?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This story is going to remind me of Bobby and something he did back when he was a kid. So Harry Cook, you know, he's got all his friends, and all of a sudden, for like a week, he's not feeling well. And he goes to the doctor, and they diagnose him with Hodgkin lymphoma. And so he's going to lose his hair because he has to do cancer treatment. And when his boys, 15 of them, come over to visit, they come over to visit, boost his spirits. They bring the razor, and all 15 of his boys shave their heads so they'll look like Harry, and they can help him, you know, inspire him. And they put a GoFundMe up to raise money for charity, and they've raised thousands of dollars.
First of all, I'm looking at the group picture of them. It's a really great picture. They're all, it's nighttime. They're like doing a big bro picture. One, two, three, four. How many of them you say it was?
15 of them shaved their heads.
Wow, that's cool.
They all shaved their heads. Second of all, I didn't go through.
Yeah, did you do this?
No, no. I know what he's alluding to.
No, but he shaved his head in... what do you call it?
Camaraderie?
Yeah, that's it. Together. Him and his buddies.
Like solidarity.
Yeah. Oh.
But it didn't end well.
Wasn't that your football team?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in the playoffs. My junior year.
Okay, this is so weird.
And they're like, let's shave our heads. And we'll go and we'll win in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So we did. And then we got beat real bad. And then we had to take our helmets off to shake hands. And we look like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Dumbest thing ever.
Okay, I get it.
My mom was like, why did you shave your head? You look... It's not good. And I have a huge head. Mm-hmm. It bald. It looks like a globe with a nose and a lips on it. It's just, it got dents in it too. Oh, great story though, Lunchbox. I love to hear it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Are we still having an egg eating problem around here where it stinks? Or is it because he's eating eggs that are so old, you think it might kill him?
What's the problem?
I think it does stink, but that's the least of the problems. Eddie's going to die. Because he is eating hard-boiled eggs that he boiled around Easter. Like, he dyed the eggs and hard-boiled them on Easter. It's almost 2 weeks since Easter, guys. And that's going to kill you.
I mean, is he really concerned about me?
Eddie, like, I am. I Googled it, and the egg doctor says 7 days max, then throw them out.
So what about raw eggs? Like, they just sit in your refrigerator for 2 weeks. How is that different?
It says within 7 days. Yeah, hard-cooked eggs, which have been quickly cooled and placed in the refrigerator, should be consumed with seven days or less. And then if you peel them, they should be 48 hours at most due to the egg white surface being exposed and microorganism growth.
Oh, no.
Have you already peeled the...
No. They're still in the shell. See, what we did...
They're still in that healthy purple...
Yeah, so the dye.
What we did was we wanted our kids to experience the whole dip your eggs and dye and all that. But I just didn't let them do that with my boiled eggs. And then so after they did it, I put it in the fridge and now I'm still eating them. I have about 8 left.
But it's been 2 weeks. I would just not eat
them. Yeah, you're going to die.
Guys, eggs are expensive. There's no way I'm not going to eat these eggs.
You're going to keep eating these eggs even though it says you're already an over.
This is one of those expiration things where just in case.
No. Like, okay. I saw him eating them and I was like, man, that seems like a long time. So I Googled it and I was like, I need to tell Eddie he might die.
Googled, buddy.
Like, I was
concerned. Consider yourself Googled.
I was concerned for your health.
Yeah, consider it Google.
Good luck because your medical bills are going to be higher than the eggs.
Coming up, Megan Maroney in studio. You're going to love her. She's such a good songwriter, such a good singer. Here's a little bit of her song, Tennessee Orange. I miss somebody. He's got for the worst. He opens. She's going to perform. She's got a new record coming out in a little bit. Megan Maroney going to be a big old star. We'll talk to her in just a second. Now, it's time to go over to Amy and get in the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the fish blush?
Why did the fish blush?
It saw the ocean's bottom.
That was the Morning Corny.
We get it. We always get it.
Yeah, that one's fine, Amy.
Get it. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
her name is Megan Maroney. You may have heard this song right here, Tennessee Orange. I met somebody. Born and raised in Georgia, she was at UGA, studying to be an accountant, and she switched her major to do marketing and music business, and, well, then she started writing songs, and there she found out she loved songwriting. And now she's killing it. Her debut album, Lucky, comes out on May 5th, and let's talk to her now. Here she is.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Megan Maroney.
Megan, how you been?
Great.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
We haven't seen each other since probably like fall of last year, and I feel like since then it's been a rocket ship. You're just crushing it now. Does the last 5-6 months seem like a blur?
100%. Yeah. I don't even know what day it is today, but we're here and I'm excited.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's when you like are starting to make it, when it's so blurry you can't even see what it is.
Yeah.
But you're blowing up. New album about to hit as well. Every time I look on Instagram, somebody's like, you know, got some Megan Maroney tea that I've already heard 3 times. That everybody just keeps posting it because they know people are like searching for your name and hashtags and stuff.
Yeah.
So congratulations on all that.
Thank you so much.
How has Tennessee Orange been when you play it live? Does everybody just sing it like crazy?
Yeah, I played my first festival this weekend, which was Tortuga. And I played the next From Nashville stage. I think that's what it's called. And it was insane. It was the loudest I've ever heard people sing it. So it's awesome.
Would you, for the sake of this show here, would you give us some Tennessee Orange? And this is how, a long time ago, I was flipping through social media. I mean, last fall, before that. And I was like, dang, this song's really good. Let's get Megan. She came over. We did an hour-long Bobbycast. And from that, now I think it's like 13 this week on the chart and still flying up the chart. So here it is, the song that kind of started it all, this version of you. Here is Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange. Nice, Megan Maroney. You sound great. I have a lot of things to talk about with that in that song specifically. Number one, to be known by people for Tennessee, it's got to be weird when you're such a Georgia Bulldog fan.
100%.
Because if you don't just listen, if you have to listen to every part of the song to even know really what you're saying, because I bet you a lot of people just think you're a huge Tennessee fan.
Yeah.
And you got to be like, I ain't.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And your whole Bulldog contingent, they're like, we can write us a Bulldog song now or what?
Actually, in one of my songs on my record, God Plays a Gibson, I'm talking about God, and I say this year it's pretty clear he's a Georgia Bulldogs fan.
Okay, you still get those in there.
So we're still plugging Georgia.
I was looking at the calendar. Tonight's the 21st, and you'll be in Knoxville. You're going to play that song in Knoxville where they're all crazy Tennessee fans, where our show's on in Knoxville, too. Like, they're probably going to sing that back louder than any version of a crowd you've ever seen in your whole life.
Yeah, I've never played in Knoxville, so.
They're nuts.
Really?
Oh yeah, I go over there and they sing Rocky Top the whole time, and they beat us most of the time. They're nuts because they're just a very passionate group, which I can respect.
Right.
And they're gonna be foaming at the mouth for that song. You just play the first, middle, and the end.
I am wearing a Tennessee jersey there, so
which leads me to a different thing. My wife and I are both rabid fans. Me, Arkansas Razorbacks. Her, Oklahoma Sooners. Neither one of us will wear the other people's. Still, and we've been married almost 2 years at this point.
That's fair.
I will never wear Oklahoma red or OU, and she will never wear Arkansas. So the fact that you could even sing that song, like, I commend you.
No one has a true love song, if you will.
That is a true love song. By the way, Megan will be in Knoxville tonight, Eddie's Attic in Georgia, out in Decatur, which is out near Atlanta, tomorrow night, and then Fayetteville, Arkansas. It kind of, you know, my neck, next weekend, the 27th, and Hattiesburg, Mississippi on the 28th on the Pistol Made of Roses tour. The Pistol Made of Roses, where did that come from?
So that's a line in my song, I Love Me, which is on the EP. It just says I'm a pistol made of roses. I don't keep up with the Joneses.
Oh, cool. It's got a rhyme on it, too. Yeah. See what she did there? Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Megan Maroney.
Megan, I had a question for you. Your record comes out May 5th. It's called Lucky. You just put out Girl in the Mirror, which we're going to talk about in a second. But there's a song called I'm Not Pretty that's on the record. Will you explain kind of the premise of I'm Not Pretty?
Yes. Okay. So I kind of laid out in the lyrics, but what had happened was it was like 2 a.m. I'm awake. And so was my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. She accidentally liked a photo from 2016 from Panama City. Dang. And I'm sure she thought it's 2 a.m. There's no way she saw it. But obviously not only did I see it, I wrote a whole song about it. So I just thought it was funny because it was 2022 then. I'm like, 2016 was a long time ago. Why are you digging that deep? It's got to be like she's trying to dig up something or something. It's got to be right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just a lighthearted song about that situation.
It doesn't feel very lighthearted, I'll be honest with you. I've heard lighthearted songs, you know? Let me play a clip of that, and I want to get into something specifically about that. Here is a little bit of I'm Not Pretty.
Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram.
So Morgan, I don't know if you know Morgan here. This is Morgan, Morgan. So Morgan, this recently happened to you, kind of.
Yeah, I'm straight up living this song. My ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend and her friend
although not subtly, have been like trying to troll me in my DMs.
Oh, perfect.
As themselves?
As themselves. Like you can click on their profile and it's them.
Yeah, we checked them out.
Well, how I didn't. I thought they had like a.
Usually it's the dog like, Instagram or something.
Yeah.
I think.
Like a burner. They've.
Nope. And it must have been bad because then I got blocked by my ex on Instagram. I was like, something happened. Something
what were they
went
saying
down.
To you?
They were telling me that I need to fix my hair and I look fake and I'm very basic.
Oh my gosh.
Why would they do it under their own name? I'm not even like, why would they do that? I'm like, why would they do that with their own accounts?
Yeah. Oh, just like straight up. I don't know if they just had, you know, no filter with everything and they just didn't care.
Drunk maybe? Was it late? Was it late?
No,
late?
It was like 8 o'clock
maybe
on
really
a Thursday.
Drunk then maybe really drunk, 8 a.m.? So what did you do? Did you respond to them?
I haven't, but I thought about it because I listened to Megan's song. It became, after this happened, your song went on repeat. I was like, this is my life right now.
You should have posted it on your story and tagged them.
Right?
They want to be bold.
And only it's only their tag. Like, that's only it. Just
them.
Those two.
I may do that now. That may be the response I have to
you
get.
You can blame me.
all because of Megan.
Megan said to do it.
In your songwriting, Megan, I feel like you and Luke Combs is somebody who does this really well. Like Luke Combs knows who he's singing to and about and why he's singing to them and about them and for them. I feel like you do this as well. Like you know who you're singing to, you know what you're singing about, and you know why you're singing it to them. When you're writing songs, you're like, this is exactly where I want to go because they will know. They'll feel it. Like this, you know, most of it feels like it's like, you know, women 20, 30s. Mm-hmm. Like I feel that. Do you feel like that's accurate at all?
Yeah, definitely. I think, and like when I'm writing songs like this, I went through that situation and I'm like, what would make me feel better? And I'm like taking this and having this song that makes girls feel confident. And it's like, it happens to everybody. So everybody gets it. And it's just like, I could have gotten mad and said something, but I'm like, instead, I'm just going to write this. And
which is like a bigger investment that pays off right? Far greater, far yes. Later.
Yeah. Yes.
One of my dear friends is Christian Bush, who is one half of Sugarland. And so how do you know Christian and how did that get you here?
So I went to UGA. Obviously, I made that my whole personality. But I was an intern for him in the music business program. So him and his brother, I was a publishing intern.
In Georgia, in Atlanta?
In Georgia, yeah. In Atlanta. Yeah, I'd have to drive from Athens to Atlanta. And I didn't really say anything about I wasn't an aspiring songwriter because at that time I had written like 2 songs. So I didn't really say anything. And then once I moved, he had reached out and asked how everything was going and stuff. And then he offered to help. So it's just.
That's crazy.
From then, yeah.
You didn't even tell him.
Well, I walked in and I saw a Grammy on the wall and I was like, okay, I'm not an aspiring songwriter. Like I'm an intern and I'm going to go get your coffee now.
When you won the CMT award, did you have a speech planned already?
No.
You didn't?
No.
I
was so scared. I was so scared. I didn't even, when I got off stage, I was like, did I just speak English? I have no idea.
So you did not think you were going to win at all, so you didn't even think about a speech?
No.
Were you watching the mouth where they go, meh? Like, because you always know when the first, like, syllable, I do anyway, I'm watching like that. They can say Bobby, when they go claw, I'm like, dang it, wasn't me.
Well, yeah, the only reason I knew is because my manager was sitting next to me and she got up and was jumping and screaming. I
you
couldn't
didn't even hear
anything.
Your name?
I was just like, It feels like a blur, really. And when I saw videos from like my friend's perspective, there were cameras like in front of my face the whole time. I don't know how I didn't see them. You know, like they were ready to get my reaction. And I was like, how did I miss that?
They're literally right in front of her, the only person, and she didn't see them.
I think I was a little starstruck by Parker McCollum, honestly.
That's funny. And now,
I hadn't met him yet.
How would you do it differently now if you knew you go into the awards, you're going to win. Hey, Megan, you're going to win, so we need you to be prepared. What would you do differently up on stage in your speech?
I wouldn't say holy crap because I did say that and that's embarrassing. But and also I like said something about my mom and her like driving me through the night, but I didn't explain that well. So everyone thought that my mom drove me to the CMT awards overnight, but it was to the music. I couldn't think straight, so I'm surprised they even like said words.
Megan Maroney is here. If you don't mind, would you, because Lucky comes out on May 5th, and I mean, so you've already got 4 songs out, right? Tennessee Orange, I'm Not Pretty, Lucky, Girl in the Mirror, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the 4. Girl in the Mirror just came out. Would you give us a little bit of Girl in the Mirror? Is that cool?
Yes.
All right, here she is. Megan Maroney, this is Girl in the Mirror, Bobby Bones Show. Megan Maroney, great job. You're a crazy good songwriter, you know? You're a crazy good songwriter. It's just, we get to see everybody, the best of the best, the giants in the land of giants, and still, like, something about your songwriting. It's special. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really good. Obviously, you're a great singer, but it's like a lot of people can sing, but it's like, how do you take your message and make sure it resonates in a way that
And I, listen, I'm not a girl in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I feel that. I get it. So really, like, I know you're celebrated a lot now. I get it. And you should be. But it's powerful stuff. You're a really great songwriter.
Thank you.
So, and it's also not my first time to hear you. But look, it's awesome. I'm glad you came by.
Thank you for having me.
She's doing her Pistol Made of Roses tour. We talked about a lot of those early shows. And then she's in Geneva, Alabama on the 29th. But again, tonight in Knoxville, all my Knoxville listeners, everybody out there, if there are any tickets left, I don't even know that there are. There probably aren't. A lot of these shows are sold out. But go. It's worth buying the scalper tickets. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think people are saying they're hundreds of dollars. Yeah, don't do that, honestly.
Do you want to do, let's do the awkward questions from listeners real quick. Five questions. Who's the most famous person that follows Megan Maroney on Instagram?
Most famous.
She's looking at somebody for help. It's like Family Feud.
Trying to phone
a friend. Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Yes.
Follows you on Instagram.
Yes.
Boom.
What the heck?
What the heck is right? How did you not get that? Okay, here we go. Next. Who is the, I heard her room yelling, Gwen Stefani. Who is the last celebrity to DM you? Guy or girl, doesn't matter. Blue check mark. We'll call it a blue check mark.
God.
We have a
can we phone
line to your room here. The Old Dominion guys.
Oh, yeah. Matt Ramsey just called me. So.
Well, you know, we'll count it.
We'll count it.
Does Megan Maroney get clothes for free?
Yes.
Isn't it the best part?
Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah. These boots are free.
Oh, I was going to say those are so cute.
Yes.
And this vest. Yeah, I paid for the jeans, though.
Does Megan Maroney dye her hair?
Of course.
And finally, does Megan Maroney fabricate stories about exes to have better stories about her songs?
Fabricate stories about her exes.
To have better stories about her songs. For her songs, I think they meant.
I think as a songwriter, obviously not every single line is going to be true, but the core of these stories that I tell are true.
I love it. There she is. Isn't she great?
Yes.
Let's be honest. Isn't she great? The record comes out May 5th. It's the debut album, but full album. We already have some good stuff. But the full album is coming out, and you guys check it out. We'll talk about it the day it comes out, but it's called Lucky. And that's it. Congrats on everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll see you when the world spins back around, and you're back around. There she is, Megan Maroney, everybody. Back in a minute.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
we met this guy on the phones. He called. I don't remember the first time we ever talked to him, but then he said he was a rapper. His name is K9. Then we talked to him a bunch, and then he made a song for us. Ray, would you play some of our K9 original that we play on the post show sometimes?
Oh, Bobby, 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 oh, Bobby,
oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh,
Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby,
oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, oh, Bobby, intro for Bobby, going hard like I'm aiming, chilling with my boy Box and producer Eddie.
So he made this for us, we played it all the time. And so we were like, dude, if you ever come up to the studio, you ever drive up from Florida, you can stop by. Well, he's here.
Come on.
And we're going to interview K9, who I've never met. I don't even know what he looks like.
There's a picture right in front of you, but that's the first time I've seen
him. Yeah. And he's in the green room. So let us talk to our caller, our friend, our rapper, K9.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
K9.
He listens in Vero Beach, Florida on Wave 92.7. Started listening in 2019. He's walking through right now. What up?
Come in. Let's go.
Have a seat right there, K9. Sit. What do you got there? Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, man, thanks. I appreciate that.
Look at that.
All right. You good?
I'm good, man. I'm nervous, but I'm good.
What's been happening in the last few weeks, few months?
Oh, man, just been working, taking care of my family, working.
Did you drive up here?
No, I flew, and I flew for the first time in 12 years. I was so scared to fly, but I did it. I conquered my fear. I'm here, baby. Let's go.
Okay, that's who we know.
I'm here.
We heard, too, in a few minutes you're going to bring in a hype man. You brought your own hype man with you?
Yeah, hype man Nasty Nate. He's back there. He's been my boy since we were kids, and he's my hype man. Like, if I need a go-to, let's get it, that's my boy.
Like Nasty Nate or Nasty Nate?
Nasty Nate.
Nasty Nate.
Like, he's nasty.
He's
nasty.
Oh, okay.
Like, nasty, like he didn't smell good, or like he just is, like, nasty, because when he, whatever he does, he, like, does it to the furthest level.
Yeah, the second one, yeah. I would say. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to be called, like, Nasty Nate. Or, like, Stinky Sam, or, you know?
But
and K9, tell our listeners a little bit about you. So, you're an aspiring rapper?
Yes, sir. I'm an aspiring rapper. I write all types of music, but right now I've been focusing more on like country rap, like hip hop type stuff. Mm. And honestly, man, I'm looking for an opportunity. I'm not looking for a handout. I'm trying to make it, baby, so let's go. I'm looking for anything I can get right now.
Who inspires you in the country music world that does a bit of what you do or what you're trying to do?
Honestly, I love Jelly Roll. He used to be more of like a trap rapper, and now he's doing country, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do because, honestly, I used to live the trap life, and now I'm more of a dad. I would say I'm more of a worker, so it kind of doesn't – it's not really like what I do anymore. So like trap rapping I like to do, but it's not really what I relate to anymore. It's more of working hard and more country stuff, to be honest.
You have a son, right?
Yes, sir.
How old?
He's about to be 3 in June.
Dang, nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I have a beautiful wife. I love her. She's at home right now taking care of my son. I love you, baby.
Oh, hey.
Baby, he loves you.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's your job day to day right now?
Right now, I pretty much just do labor. Like, I get up at 5, I go to work at 6, I work till 2, and it's just fight, grind, repeat, baby.
You getting it? You got a big, you got flexing the chain?
Flexing the chain. You know, I'm a Christian. I love God. I want to thank God for being here.
Is that, I mean, it looks pretty shiny. Is that real?
Yeah, yeah, this is real gold.
Come on. Yep. Come
it's on. Probably like my most expensive thing I have, so.
You break it out often?
No, only special events.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you know, you do what you got to do here, but are we going to do the original, the song that he wrote for the show?
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Let's yeah? do it.
Do you feel like you can do it?
I feel like I can do it, yeah.
You been practicing?
I've been practicing, yeah.
All right. I want to put you in a weird spot. Like, you knew, right? We knew you were going to play, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, so everybody out there, at @K9_Florida. And so what do you ever call this one? Do you need Nasty Nate in here for this?
Bring him in.
Let's bring in Nasty
yeah.
Nate.
Yeah!
I forgot all about Nasty
Let's
Nate.
Let's go, Nasty Nate.
Yeah. Oh, Nate doesn't look that nasty.
Oh, here
That's why he's Nasty Nate.
Nate looks like somebody that's about to make an A- on a geography quiz. What? What hey, up, Nasty Nate?
How's it going, everybody?
And so you're K9's hype guy.
Yeah, I roll with him.
How'd you guys come together?
We've known each other for years since school. Yeah.
Like geometry class?
Nah, in the neighborhood, trapping in the neighborhood. You know how
hey,
it is,
okay.
Exora Park.
I have to know, and excuse my ignorance, K9, but I don't know. You said you used to live the trap life and you're trapping.
You know what a trap house is?
I don't know what trap life is.
Will you tell her what a trap house
like,
is?
Like selling dope, like yeah. hitting licks, like...
And that would
doing
happen in a
like
trap
that.
House. That's where that would all go down.
Well, it's not you don't have to be necessarily in a trap house, but like living the life.
No,
like,
no, but I'm saying that's what a trap house is. And that's yeah. kind of how it started. That's yes. that's the root of it. So a trap house is where.
Got it.
Yeah,
I got it, but I don't know what licking lips.
Hitting licks is like stealing.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm learning.
Good
yeah.
stuff, Amy.
Okay. Good. So you're not about that life
nah.
anymore.
Nah. I ain't been arrested in 5 years, and I've been drug free 2 years, baby. Let's go.
Woo! Let's go.
Yay!
Let's go.
That's yes, sir. Huge.
Nasty Nate, how nasty are you?
Not too nasty.
That's what I like to hear. Good. No, we're not gonna be nasty in here.
No.
All right. Here, and you can they stand up at their mic? Can they take their mic off the stand? Because I want the true. K9 and Nasty Nate.
Yeah, you gotta give a show, man.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, okay, Scuba Steve's in. Taking the mics down.
Okay.
Boom, got it. Nasty Nate's in his slides.
Yeah, I'm yeah. just chilling.
Just chilling, yeah. All right, K9. Camo pants, by the way. He's got a Miami National Championship
yes,
shirt,
sir.
2001.
Okay,
greatest team ever.
I remember that.
You.
Okay, here we go. Ray, would you just play a little bit so they can hear it in their ears before we start? Can you guys hear this?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah? Turn it up a little bit in your pack.
Good?
All right, Ray, let's chill for a second. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. K9. Does this song have a name?
Bobby Bones Show Intro.
Love it. K9 and Nasty Nate, Bobby Bones Show Intro. Let's go.
Get up out your seats. I'm on the Bobby Bones Show.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, baby. The Bobby Bones Show. The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show. Intro for Bobby, going hard. Like I'm aiming, chilling with my boy Box and producer Edit. Intro for the show when you know we all ready. M2 and Sizzin chugging seltzer. Scuba Steve, Mike D, the Bobby Bones Show. The Bobby Bones Show.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
I know. I got a couple things to say. First of all, you nailed it live.
Thank you.
Nailed it live. Nasty Nate, You weren't as nasty as I thought.
Yeah, I'm not one to usually be on camera or anything. Yeah. So I'm a little nervous myself.
Yeah, you running from anything or are you good?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Sure. I'm good. Because if you're running, you can, I mean, no, you, just, I'm good. You can do it from the hallway.
We can blow him out.
Yeah.
Like I'm good.
That's funny.
An informant. We make his voice deeper and blow him out. Okay, I felt good about that. I mean, nasty. Can I call you nasty?
Yeah.
Yeah, nasty. Now, your hype style seems, I don't know, pretty chill. You're like a chill man?
I'm chill, laid back. I'm more or less just here to calm his nerves, help him out a little bit.
Oh, you're like one of those dogs.
A therapy dog.
Sport dog. Yeah.
You could say that, I guess.
I felt that. What kind of dog would you be, Nasty Nate?
Probably like a German Shepherd.
Nice. Yes. I see that. Emotional support.
Yeah.
K9, what is your goal? First of all, it's great to meet you. It's been a long
time.
Nice
to meet you too, Bob. I'm a big fan.
Thank you very much. What is your goal with this performance? You want somebody to hear you and think what?
I just want someone to hear me and give me a shot, man. I'm looking for my shot. I'm hungrier than Joey Chestnut on the 4th of July, baby. I'm hungry, baby. Mm-hmm. I want to eat it up. I need a record deal. I need something, man. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of working my butt off every day and, you know, making little money. Like, I feel like I'm better than that. So.
Amen. So here's the only advice I would give you from the first song, because this is nerve-wracking. You're in a studio with all of us, all the lights, everything. Yeah. Like, you got to own it just a little bit more. Like, a little more energy. You don't got to jump around or anything, but just, like, a little bit more confidence.
I got you.
You have a song, though? You have an original song?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I mean, though, so I have one here. It says audio. It's but it's a bad word in the song.
We cleaned it up, so it's fine.
Is he doing it live? Or is he just listening to it?
No, this is the recorded version so you can hear it.
Okay, cool. Let me hear a little bit of this.
Just might get a set of goals and drop a mixtape.
Where'd you go, Kena?
I had to get my straight. Yeah. Had to make a life change. Feds came to my house trying to investigate. Look at the mess I made. Don't take
the seriously. Dude, you're actually getting better, though. That's what's crazy. Like, from the first time we talked to you?
Yeah.
We'll call it ship. He's got to get his ship straight.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
I got it.
Which we cut, so it kind of it lost a bit. You're getting better. Turn it up some more.
No need to dictate. Things are going great. Got me a clean slate. I ain't chasing bait. Meaning my pocket's overweight. My mind is clear. I just needed a break. Better than ever. The world I've endeavored. Not much of a giver. I'm more of a spreader. Sticking to the basics. No more crazy places. No more court costs or police affidavits. Just might
get a set. You're like, no more court costs. You cleaned it up a little bit. Because you got your ship straight.
Yeah. All right.
I don't even know what to say here as far as, like, what you're trying to do while you're here. Like, I know that Jelly Roll's mom listens.
Hey, maybe she'll tell her son, sign me, you know? Give me a shot.
And he's probably asleep, but, you know, we know Jelly pretty good. So if Jelly Roll's mom is listening, what would you say to her right now?
Hey, Miss Jelly Roll, it's K9. You know, like I told them, you know, I started from the bottom like Bobby, and I'm trying to make it to the top, baby. So if you can tell Jelly... You know someone that's hungry and is willing to do whatever it takes. I'm that man. I'm K-9. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Arr. And also, if there are anybody, you know, works in a record label, publishing company, and they're looking for something, like, what do you want to say to them?
Like I said before, I'm hungrier than Joey Chestnut on the 4th of July. So if you know how hungry he gets, I'm hungrier than that. Let's go.
You freestyle at all?
A little bit.
I'm not going to ask you to do that now. But you have a song that... You do whenever you... Do you perform? Do you get to perform at all?
I haven't performed in a while. Yeah.
Do you have any of your songs that you know that you could go a cappella right now?
I was born on the wrong side of the lake. Back in West Kentucky, only a couple teeth missing. Mama, I'm so lucky. McCoy's from West Virginia. Singing country roads, living off the land like licking heads of toads. Mountain mama, take me home to the place where I reside. Kick back, drink whiskey, reminisce on who's died. Moonlight, porch light. Bud Light, drunk fights, living with the hangover. We got work at sunrise, sticking to my roots, but I used to be a thug. Hit licks, cook crystal, I used to sell them drugs, but now I'm sticking with my job. Working 9 to 5, pour out some moonshine. Both my uncles in pride. Is you with me today? Is you reaching your fate? Do you got what it takes? Are you pushing your weight? Yeah.
Yeah, there he is. All right. We like it. Okay, here's what I'm going to say, Kay. Now, first of all, great to meet you. Like, we've had a relationship on the phone for a long time. Are you calling in the show? Yeah. I've always said, if you can get up here, we're going to talk to you. So the fact that you're up here is really cool for me. Like, I like that. So secondly, I'm going to tell you to keep crafting, because I don't think you're there yet, but I think if you spend more time focused on it, you can get closer to it, which will get somebody closer to you to go, hey, we'd like to give you an opportunity. Because I don't think you're there yet, but I like that you have a great work ethic, you have a great story. That's two things you really can't replicate.
Right.
So you're going to have to learn to spend a little time getting better at what you're doing, putting it out, release your songs, get on TikTok. Get ready, though. It doesn't matter what you put out. People are going to have good things and bad things to say.
Right.
Get Nate to be a little more nasty. Let Nate nasty it up. But that's it. Like, I'm proud of you for trying and to keep pushing and to stay clean.
Yeah.
Like, step one is get all the big stuff right, so then you can do everything else. I feel like you've done that. I feel pretty good. Amy, anything you want to say to K9?
Well, yeah. So what's, like, you're leaving here. What's going to be the next thing that you're going to do towards what Bobby said? First thing, go.
I mean, I'm probably going to go to the gym after this, get a great pump with Nasty Nate, and then honestly probably go home, hug my wife and hug my son. I miss them tremendously, and then probably get to work.
Get a TikTok account.
And you make a TikTok.
On the airplane, you go to TikTok and sign up.
Make an account and be like, all right. And just if you come up with some lines, you know, drop them there.
I got
you. Do it into the... You're not going to get a response to everything. The engagement's going to be great for everything, but just keep putting it out over and over again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nasty Nate, what are you trying to do? What's so nasty about you?
Nothing much.
You a rapper?
No, not a rapper.
Oh, cool.
No.
You just...
I'm going to school for personal training, so looking to do that.
Do you train him?
I try to, but he doesn't like to take the critique.
That's tough.
Yeah. But you're going to have to be, K9, you're going to have to be open to other critiques.
No, yeah, definitely.
On this journey.
Definitely.
Well, look, I've had a great time with you guys. Nasty Nate, did he just bring you up here to hang out?
Yeah, I just rode along just to hang out, keep him company, make sure he was good.
But he did whenever he did the song, he's like, Amy, Eddie.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's like what I do with the idiots. Nasty Eddie.
No, not the same thing.
We don't call you that for the same reason.
Bobby, maybe share with K9 a tip for, like, you suggested.
Hold your mics up, we'll close your mouth, guys. Yeah, there
okay,
you go.
Okay. So you suggested he's got to carve out time during the week to find it with a full time job, a 3-year-old, a wife. So, like, what's a tip on how he can find that time?
Yeah, first of all, there is no such thing as an excuse, because if you have one, nobody cares. So you can have one, but ain't gonna affect anything. If you got 15 minutes during your lunch break, if you get an hour, take 15. Write a little bit. Keep a notepad on you. Write in your phone. That's what I do all the time. I'm constantly busy doing different things, but if I got an idea, I jot on my phone. So do stuff like that. You get another 15 minutes, turn your phone on, record into it. You got, eventually, maybe you can go do like if they're having like a local, come out and open mic. Do it there. Get in front of people.
Right.
Be prepared for people to cheer. Be prepared for people to laugh at you. Be prepared for everything, because it's all going to happen. So, but you, nothing's going to happen. Nothing gets started for you until you get started.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yeah.
But I'm proud of you.
No, I appreciate you letting me come up here, man. Like, honestly, this is like something like I feel like would be in a movie. Like, I was a nobody at work. This is the first time I've talked to you when I'm not at work. I'm a nobody at work with a shovel in my hand. I call you. I was like, man, you know, I got to hustle my way, say something interesting. Get through the call center. Then when I get on the phone with Bobby, I'll be like, yeah, I make music. I'm K9. So it happened. Now I'm here. Like, God is real. I was meant to be here. This is awesome. So
my favorite thing about the call center is it's Abby.
Abby.
Yeah. Abby with a phone from like 1993.
Thank you, Abby.
Over there.
Hey, well, I want Abby over, so I got on.
You want us over too, buddy.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, yeah.
So you guys can follow K9. It's at K9_Florida. Boy, I know I'd probably change that too, K9, if you could change it. I mean, it's hard to just say. Could you do like Florida K9? Could you do like, I mean, anytime you got to put an underscore in there, it's just like, what? So work on that too.
Okay.
Make it easy for people to find you.
Yep.
Let us know when you change it. But right now it is K9_Florida. And make your TikTok name the exact same thing. Make sure you can have them both. And then just start putting it out there. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, there he is. K9, everybody. Yeah. Nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Back in a second, everybody. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Wright brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Wright brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Wright brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Yeah, I'm reaching down here. This is non-alcoholic tequila that was gifted to me for my birthday. And I was like, well, I thought the purpose of tequila was you like suffered through it, but then you get to feel the effects.
The buzz.
Yeah. So, yeah. Amy, would you like to taste the non-alcoholic tequila?
No.
You don't?
Why not?
No. Do we have to?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, phew. No, I don't really like tequila, yeah, unless, yeah, for that little reason of like feeling a little good.
I just wonder how legit this is. So, Mike, if you'll come back here and help me. Eddie, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some tequila of non-alcoholic flavor. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's flavor. I don't know what alcohol tastes like. In one cup, and then tequila of alcohol in another.
Ooh.
And you tell me if you can tell the difference or which one's which.
So am I blindfolded? Because, okay, yeah, different colors. Okay.
Just don't look. How about that?
I can't trust myself.
Just close your eyes and don't look.
Okay.
Okay, so I take these two cups. One has number one, one has number two. And so we're, and how much do you do a full cup?
No.
No, 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 no. Take it easy.
Oh, it's not chug it.
No.
I mean, I guess the non-alcoholic, you could chug it.
Yeah, but then I'd know which one it is.
But it's like, but it's supposed to burn, right?
Yeah.
This is the one where people do that. They go, shot. Oh.
Hey, right? We don't got lime and salt on.
Yeah.
No, I just want you to knock them both down and tell me which one is which.
All right.
Now, bartender Mike D is back here. Eddie, but one shot's not going to mess you up, is it?
Nah. No, no, it'll be good. Hey, no. I might even be funnier.
No, me, maybe. Him, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Mike, which one is? I need to know which one, though.
Hold on. I'm not looking.
Hold on. Just point at which one is the real one. Okay. That's the real one. Got it. Now, Eddie, close your eyes.
All right. I'm running cameras, though, you know?
And we'll put it on you.
Okay. I think that's me.
And then give him one, Mike, first.
Where am I at, Mike?
And if you can tell immediately from one or two. But maybe drink them both, yeah. Here's one of these has the non-alcoholic tequila. Just drink it.
I can already tell it's fake.
But why, we didn't ask you to smell it. We just asked you to drink it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, he tossed it back.
Nah, tastes like water.
It does?
Fake, dude. Yeah, that's weird. That's weird because it's like there's no kick to it, but it does have a hint of tequila. Give me the real one now.
Well, now you're right. So you even want the real one?
Yeah.
No, you're right.
No, I got to play this game fully. You know what?
No,
you know what, Bones?
You may not even need the...
Bones, you know what? I'm not sure if that was tequila.
He just has to take a shot.
You try the real one.
Okay, you let us know. Okay.
Oh, now that's tequila, boys. Yeah, give me another cup just
in
case.
No. You already know. We don't need any more cups.
You can open your eyes now.
All right, dude, that was good.
So I was going to, the reason I wanted to know was I was going to take a shot of the fake tequila.
Oh, God. Mm.
The real one?
Oh,
why do you keep drinking it?
I don't know, because I had a little bit left over. Ooh, that feels good. Man, hey, so you want to take a shot of the fake one?
Have you had any breakfast?
I was going to try the fake one just to see, because if it was legitimate and it really tasted like it, I wanted to see what it tasted like.
Woo! Dude! I'm still burning.
From the real one.
Yeah, maybe it's a combo of both.
If I take it, Mike, will you pour a little bit of the fake one in for me? Put it back in.
Mike, make sure it's the fake one, dude.
Give me a different cup because I think Lunchbox got Eddie sick.
And so let's not.
Oh, here we go.
So I don't want to drink. What if I just drink it out of the bottle?
Dude, that was delicious.
Mm. That's okay, we know the real tequila was delicious to you. The whole experiment was, does the fake tequila taste like tequila? And the answer is
no.
Not at all.
Not even close.
Oh, okay. I just want a little bit, dude. Oh, that's enough. Oh, yeah. Does it smell bad?
It's going to give you an idea of what it tastes like. That's kind of what it tastes like.
I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Bones, stop.
I'm not doing that.
You're reminding me in high school.
I'm not doing that.
Just do it.
It smells like sweat.
It's disgusting.
Oh, I'm not doing it. Is it really?
I don't care enough to do it, so I'm not.
Amy, do you want to take the test?
I want to smell it, but I'm sure that it is.
No, it smells like tequila. It literally smells like tequila or like hard alcohol.
Hey, maybe I'm a tequila expert, so everyone should do the experiment.
Smell it. Amy, smelling it. Drink it. Drink it.
Oh, it's less water
here,
now.
Amy,
that's
bring
weak
it here.
Sauce.
It's fake. It's fake. Just take a drink. No. You tell me, because Eddie's an expert.
This doesn't smell terrible.
It kind of smells like suntan lotion. Like tropical.
Yeah, give it a run.
Amy, take it.
Take a shot.
Oh.
It tastes like water.
I see how it could be. You could make a margarita with that and feel like you're kind of getting a little bit of it.
But you're not getting a little bit of it.
Give me a little bit of that. I'll drink from the opposite side of the cup Amy drank from, which is the black label part of it.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, just pour
it. I had the placebo effect.
You both get drunk. Neither one of you know. You both thought you drank it, and we see who gets drunker.
No. Mine was real. I could tell. Oh. Mine was strong.
I mean, it's sort of now aftertaste is like gasoline. I don't know.
Come on, dude. Shot. There we go. Bones. Bones, you got to fake the face.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, you can't. You can't act like it tastes bad.
I just drink paint. Imagine. Oh.
Bones, that
tastes terrible.
Can I tell you something, though?
Close to the real
taste. Yeah, really? Because if that's like mild, I don't ever want to have a night with that.
Right.
By the way, if you're new to the show, I don't drink. I've never had a drink. So all this, I don't like that.
Guys, you all just had fake tequila. I'm the only one that had the real one.
Yeah. But
like, I'm feeling good.
Already?
Oh, yeah. It takes the edge off of things. Like, I was a little nervous about certain things.
What edge was there today on this show?
Just anything, you know, like my videos. I was a little worried about it. I'm good now.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all good.
Okay. I don't like that.
Can I tell you something, though, Bones? When you take a shot, and you may never in your life, but when you do, don't make that face. You got to act like, I know it tastes terrible, but you got to act like it tastes good. You know what I mean? When you do that, you get to do whatever you want. It tastes like it's still in my mouth.
I guess.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
But it's like an award show. The camera's on you. You got to be like, oh, I'm happy for that other person. You have to have that fake face. Boom.
What's that shot Lunchbox used to do with listeners?
Iron Man.
That was tequila.
Yeah, but there was way more.
Oof.
It was, what'd you do?
It was salt up the nose.
Snort it,
and then shot of tequila, lime in the eye.
Yeah.
Boom. Iron Man.
With you, Iron Man.
So dumb.
Yeah. That was cool. People loved it.
Okay, I don't like tequila.
Woo.
And that's not even real tequila. I don't like it.
It's definitely not.
I was considering starting drinking, but I ain't now.
Good for you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York City. And this is a special occasion. It's a double bonehead.
Double bonehead!
Wow! Bonehead!
There was Alexis. He's been driving through the tolls for years, in the city, out of the city, every single day. He had racked up $86,000 in tolls.
What?
And they were finally like, you know what? We're going to set up a sting. We know what time he goes through the tolls. They were sitting there waiting, and boom, busted him, pulled him over, arrested him, took the Lexus. And then 30 minutes later, they're like,
you can take the Lexus because somebody didn't pay a toll?
I didn't know
wow.
that. $80,000 okay. worth
of that. Oh, golly, go ahead.
Then 30 minutes later, they said, oh, there's that Honda that's been running the tolls. Boom, pulled him over. You owe $66,000 in tolls. Give us that Honda. Put it on the tow truck.
I feel like they just shouldn't let them go through anymore. They shouldn't take their cars.
But that's their payment.
The car?
You know, your punishment is no more driving through.
I don't know.
Dang, that's heavy to take the car like that.
So yeah, it must have been like a day of sting.
Yeah,
like,
For sure.
There was over $1 million in missing from tolls, and they set up a tow truck, and they just sting operation all day, taking people's cars. Boom, let's go.
They got a whole car lot then after that. We had a buddy who ended up owing like $100,000. In Austin. But here's what happened. He went through, and I think it was like years and years. It was like $30,000, $40,000. The fines for not paying in time went from $30,000, $40,000 up to about $100,000. And he settled for like $3,000.
Okay,
because they knew he wasn't getting. They didn't take his car, though.
But they knew they weren't going to get the $100,000.
So they settled for like $3,000.
That's not how
they do it in New York.
So you just run it the whole time and know you're going to settle in the end. That's what I do. All right, go ahead.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Amy told a story this week. Her and my wife were out. Some dude came up, thought Amy was my wife's mom. And it's been sitting with her. She keeps bringing it up. I don't bring it back up. She keeps her social media. She's bringing it up. A lot of callers have called about this. Here's a voicemail from Crystal from Texas.
I have a story to make Amy feel better. When I was pregnant with my first son, we decided to do the infant care classes, and my brother-in-law was living with us for the summer, so I signed him up too to go with us. My husband and my brother-in-law are identical twins, and I am only 2.5 years older than them. When we walk into the infant care class, the instructor said, oh, your baby is going to have two wonderful big brothers. She thought my husband was my son. I repeat, I'm only 2.5 years older than him.
Wow. That.
You're not the only one, Amy.
Yeah, Amy.
I mean, that might be worse because she's married to him and it's only 2.5 years.
But didn't you do this to a couple, though, at your meet and greet where you thought they...
Forgot about that. Karma.
Come on now, though.
Tell the story. It wasn't exactly the same, but it was an age thing. Go ahead.
It was an age thing. There was an older man, thought he was there with his daughter, which I thought was cool because I saw a lot of mom daughters there, even some grandma, like some three generations there together.
No need to set it all up by what you saw. Just tell what happened.
It was just a common theme. And then I was like, oh, cool. The dad came with his daughter. And then we took the picture, blah, blah, blah. And then they walk away holding hands.
And it wasn't a dad and a daughter, but you said something.
How cool of your
so you did to come with in your a different daughter. Way what he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No,
where you just made a comment.
Like, yeah, 100%.
No,
you did it.
Okay, just
the back. You did it.
No,
guilty.
They were very different in age.
Well, maybe the guy thought you guys looked very different in age. That's why he said that.
You were you're a whole decade older than her.
That's true. This is not.
You're an entire generation older than her.
If this is karma, I shall receive it.
Receive it. Wear it like a blanket.
Fine.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
On Twitter and Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.